No.
Let's remember, for 26 years, Dallas was my team when my dad was working for them. You never know what's going to go on in that series.
You don't.
It's crazy. You can't take your eyes off it. It's a train wreck.
How about that?
I got a million stories about his time with the Dallas Stars, and they're all good. When he retired at, he was 78, he was the longest-serving employee of the Dallas organization, going back to the Minnesota days.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Welcome. Good afternoon to our friends in Eastern Canada and to Canadian sports fans around the world. Don't mind me. I'm just sharing the feed on Facebook Live because that's where we're at in Game Plus Network. We are live and in color. Rod here, Darren there. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm well.
That's good. I'm the David Letterman. He's the Paul Schaefer of Sports Talk. Daytime Sports Talk here on a very exciting day in sports. It's episode number 310. We're coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. I want to tell you, I'm excited today. I'm excited every day, but I'm extra excited today because of our interviews. We've got the great Willard Reeves coming up, Winnipeg Blue Bombers Hall of Famer. And we'll probably talk a little bit about Blue Bomber days.
Yep.
But how proud do you think he is of his boys? Ryan Reeves of the Vegas Golden Knights and Jordan Reeves of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. There's not a lot of two-sport families in this country.
Right.
You know, we talked about the Getzlaffs, Ryan and Chris. We talked about the nurses, Darnell and Kia. We kind of got stumped after that. There's not many.
Right. Two-sport pro athletes.
Yeah. Well, he's got to be so proud. Willard Reeves coming up here in hour one from Winnipeg. Blue Bombers, great. Brian Snow, we got the snowman checking in from Charlotte, North Carolina, because don't forget, NFL training camps are underway. You kind of wonder, why are we not following it as much? Oh, yeah, Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. The Blue Jays are in the thick of it, and the Raptors are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2020. And Sportsnet's Arash Madani, who's texting me right now. You saw me just turn my phone over right now. It's because Arash is texting me of what he wants to talk about. That's coming up an hour or two. And he says he has some CFL nuggets, which is great. Producer Clark, though, telling me last night that Arash wanted to get on to talk about the Blue Jays because the fields are alive with the sound of Blue Jays talk, despite the fact they stubbed their toe in Miami yesterday. So, anyways, we invite you to write in on the Facebook comment string if you're watching on Facebook Live. If you're watching on Game Plus TV Network in over a million homes across North America, shoot a text at us. Let us know where you're at. 306-840-8777. And if I look a little stunned and out of sorts, it's because there's a photo crew. Are you leaving?
Thank you.
Get all you need.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And he's wearing a mask, and he's very safety conscious.
Yes.
The photographer. He's gone. Check. Just watch the news coming up. That's pretty cool. Are you ready with the quick six show topics? Let's go, Jordan. All right. Number one, it was a bad day for Toronto sports teams, if you noticed. The Raptors lost. The Blue Jays lost. We'll get into that more with the Rash, but TSN and Sportsnet have it covered. That's not totally what we do here. I did notice this in Miami, though. There's no aquarium behind home plate.
What?
I know. I was there a couple years ago. I went specifically right down behind home plate to get a look at that aquarium.
Yeah.
And on TV, it looks ginormous. It's only about 10 feet long.
That's it.
Those fish, they couldn't get the fish to practice social distancing, so they took the aquarium out.
That's a problem.
That's my guess.
That's a problem.
You're very quiet this morning and subdued. Are you okay?
I'm great.
Okay.
Do I seem subdued?
Point two. The Vancouver Canucks and Philadelphia Flyers stayed alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. They staved off elimination. Thatcher Demko and Scott Laughton, the heroes last night. And listen, when I found out that Jacob Markstrom wasn't starting for Vancouver, I wasn't jumping up and down, if you recall. I didn't think the series would be over last night. And then once you watched the game, you were at the theater last night watching a bad movie.
Yes.
So you didn't see the game.
I saw, yeah, I did.
Okay.
I went back and watched, and I was watching most of the second half live.
Well, tell me I'm wrong, but Vancouver changed the way that they were playing, i.e., they were playing defensive to help out the kid making his first ever playoff start. They didn't have a shot for the first 8 minutes, right? That's not what Vancouver does, and that didn't make me confident. I'm like, they're trying to help the kid out here. This is going to be a long night.
Right.
And it ended up being a long night.
And the average fan will look at the game and 48 shots to 18. Like, they just you know, worked him up and down the ice. But you're right. They really got into that defensive shell. They really supported the goaltender. They let a lot of shots come from outside, right? They protected the middle of the ice, those types of
things.
And
he was still very good, too, though.
Somebody called it the reverse trap.
Did they? Okay.
We're gonna
so
keep
I'm not
them,
the only
we're
one
We're
going
to keep
noticed.
Them in the zone. Tire them out. Somebody else called it rope-a-dope, right? We'll just let them skate circles in the offensive zone until they get tired. Then we'll go down and score.
Pretty much what happened.
It worked.
Mick Panko, one of our viewers, writing in and says, no NFL preseason games has taken our minds off it. And that's probably true. Like, you literally need to dig to find NFL news right now, which it is point three of our quick six show topics here in the warm-up. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell saying, the NFL stands with the black community. That was yesterday. I'm sorry, Raj, but until somebody signs Colin Kaepernick, no, you don't. I saw somebody say the other day that there's a lot of talking going on right now. Watch people's actions. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm sorry. Have I misread that? Somebody sign him. Roger, you appoint him to somebody. Right?
Yeah.
So then the players don't have to step in the muck of the PR circus that it'll be. You maybe give them to the worst team. You tell me Jacksonville can't use Colin Kaepernick? Seriously? Or somebody that's really bad? Who else is bad?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
That would be number one.
But there's a lot of teams. You could put them somewhere, but you're right. It's also a bit of that distraction factor, too, because now you're inviting that whole circus. You're inviting that distraction.
Well, I think that's why they don't want it.
For sure it is. You know, I don't think teams at this point are shying away because of anything else. I think they've seen his ability. They'd love to give him a shot. That's been a long time since he was that good. And in the NFL, 1 or 2 years is an eternity to be away from the football field. But it's the distraction. And those football guys... It's all about focusing, team, you know, name on the, you know, not name on the front, not the name on the back, and they don't want that circus.
Have I misread? But that's why they haven't signed him.
That's why they haven't.
But again, Roger Goodell, don't say you stand with the black community as long as Colin Kaepernick, who really started all of this, doesn't have a place to play. They're related, are they not?
Yeah, or give him a job with the league.
Yeah,
give him a job in the head office. Let him run the league. Let him run your diversification wing of the company, right?
Do we got to do the thinking for everybody? Do we have to? The viewers want to know if you're ever going to cut your hair.
I said, and maybe I didn't say it on the air, I'll cut my hair when the Canadian Football League kicks off again.
Right. You know you're going to end up looking like Bill Golden. Do you know who that is?
Do I want to?
You wouldn't know. One member of the Oak Ridge Boys, the guy that had the beard down to
Elvira.
Here, the hair down to here. Yeah. You're going to look like Bill Golden. K-Dog writing in, and makes a great point. If Kaepernick was serious about sticking it to the NFL, he'd have come up here. He's got his Nike endorsement and settlement bucks. He doesn't care about playing. I've been saying that for a while. If he really loved the game, he'd play in the CFL. Unfortunately, if you haven't noticed, there is no CFL right now. So that doesn't help either.
No.
Moving on, point four, we await an official Junior A start date. I admire the Manitoba Junior Hockey League that said October 9th, we're going. I think there's a few other leagues that are saying that. I saw some fake news online that said Canada West footballs might go. But Quebec, they are for sure. Like Jim Mullen, the president of Football Canada, who sent us this helmet, has pretty much said, they're playing in Quebec.
Yeah.
He's hinted that.
Sounds like they're going to play in Quebec. It sounds...
That's exciting.
You know, they're going to have camps and whatnot, I believe, Saskatoon, Regina, other places in the Canada West, in Western Canada, and potentially some non-conference games, but or some inter-squad stuff. But I don't know. I'm also... You know, told that that the Canada West, especially early October, maybe the 4th or the 5th, are going to come out with their announcement and have a decision for the second half of school sports.
Okay.
So that'll come out.
So football is just still right off.
Football, I believe, is still a write off.
If I may, did you make some Caliber coffee this morning here?
Yes.
Yeah. This Tim Hortons is so darn good. Oh, it's so good. But I was annoyed driving through the drive through. I'm going to tell you that today. And I said that to you. Well, I'll say it to the viewers. I thought, I'm going to be charitable and in a good mood. I'm going to bring donuts in for the guys. I said, I'll get an extra large, 2 cream, and a dozen donuts, please, assorted. Do you want cookies, sir? No. Are you sure? Pretty sure. Why do they have to do that? I thought I was a big splurger by buying $10 worth of donuts, and it's not enough.
It used to be anything else for you? Is that everything?
Anything else?
And now it's specific. Now it's specific. Cookies?
Do you want cookies?
Would you like a muffin?
You heard it too?
How about a muffin?
Have you got it too?
Oh, yeah.
And anything then they go
to,
else?
If you say no to the cookies, then they go to muffins. You say no to muffins?
It's like, oh, come on! I just ordered a dozen donuts. Moving on. Oh, talking to a hockey guy yesterday. A fan. And we were talking about being denied the chance to watch the Pats and the Blue and White game Monday night. That's the local major junior hockey team, the Regina Pats, the oldest junior hockey team in the world. And he said, we didn't get to see the Holy Child. And I'm like, I never even thought about Bedard. That would have been the coming out party for Connor Bedard. And the guy said, and again, he's a fan, longtime fan. And he goes, where's the Bedard coverage? Where's the marketing of this guy? And I guess I said, you can't really blame the Pats. They're not playing. Would you be marketing him, really?
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to get him out there, but what's he going to say?
I know.
Moving on.
And what's he going to do?
Moving on. Point six.
Also, so much for being an exceptional player. Can't even play at 50.
Can't play. Not that exceptional, apparently. Point six, any CFL items? Arash says he'll have some later. He'll be with us an hour or two. We have to go through our sim betting lines for week 13 in the CFL Esports League. We're going to be broadcasting a doubleheader on Labor Day Monday. For sure, Winnipeg and Saskatchewan, and it sounds what it looks like by virtue of the vote, it'll be Edmonton and Calgary, the second game of the doubleheader. Sorry, Toronto Hamilton, you lost the vote. We got to come up with the betting lines. These are the weak games. BC at Ottawa, Winnipeg at Saskatchewan, Toronto at Hamilton, Edmonton at Calgary. If there was an actual CFL season, these would be the games. We've been running a computer simulation all year. It would be the 4-6 Blue Bombers at the 8-2 Rough Riders. Listen, the Riders are in first place. I didn't have anything to do with it. 7-3 Argos at 3-8 Ticats. And 6-4 Edmonton at 8-3 Calgary. I would like to do it now, but we'll do it later.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Because I'm actually getting geeked up about this.
Yeah.
I want to point out another thing. Raptors lost yesterday, as I mentioned, and they looked, in the very little bit that I watched, they looked somewhat listless. And I see people are all over Spicy P, Pascal Siakam. And I get, by the way, what Jeremy Davis in the Game Plus control room was saying yesterday. He's opping our show in downtown Toronto. Hope they can get their fire back because they didn't have it. They didn't have it. And Kyle Lowry even played, but he didn't look like Kyle Lowry. Now, having said that, that's through the highlights and through a very small portion of the game that I saw because I watched ESPN Texas high school football versus Tennessee high school football. Texas versus Tennessee. It was Trinity Christian versus Knox Catholic. I wrote it down. Darren, they've got sideline ads. Pepsi, Budweiser, GMC. This is U.S. high school football. Okay? And they had all the bells and whistles for a high school game. Folks, think about it. It's like Leboldas versus Campbell if it were done here in town. It's dun 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 dun. Right? All the sounds, the whistles, the replays. It would be like bringing in Chris Cuthbert and Glenn Suter to do a high school game in Regina.
Wow.
I'm like, this is amazing. And then, of course, you think these high school games had video replay before? Because they really didn't. Now they got it from 18 different angles. They're exposing terrible officiating calls. Like, for instance, there was a guy, 100-yard kick return touchdown. Oh, wait, it's coming back. There's flags. They showed the penalty for a block to the back. The analyst is like, whoa. That's exactly what he said.
He doesn't want to rip on these volunteer referees.
That's exactly what it was. But it was a terrible call.
But it was so bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man. So many things flooded to me. I'm like, you know what? We do pretty good at the junior football university and pro level for officiating. They get ripped on so bad. It's a high school game.
I know.
And the guy literally is like, And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
High school football on ESPN. The main network, Darren. So I'm not going to watch the Raptors because people think I should, or even the Blue Jays when I'm very happy watching this high school football game on ESPN. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now I want to check it out.
I know. It's on my inbox. We need ESPN in Canada. I don't know. I made an idiot move by clicking on Thug Life on Facebook. I clicked on it because I saw my buddy in Alberta, Jack Fulton, had played it. Somehow I got snared and tangled into this Facebook game, Thug Life, and I'm getting all these notifications, and I'm playing against Craig DeVorn, a former Ryder coach, and Keith Spanier, a radio sales guy. I'm like, what? I'm not even playing this game. I'm getting these notifications all the time. So-and-so is eating up your neighborhood in Thug Life.
What?
How do I? Yes. Do you understand that? You know how back in the day you used to get added to Facebook games you don't want to be part of?
Like Farm Town.
It happened again. And I don't know how to take it off.
So are you actively playing?
No. That's the thing. It's driving me crazy. Colin in Ottawa says, I'm such a degenerate for football that I'm watching ESPN for high school too, Rod. But it's good. It's good football. They might beat some university or junior teams in Canada. I'm not saying it.
We watched it. State semifinal in Houston at Katy.
That wasn't on ESPN.
No. But the high school football's good football.
Oh, it's very good. Ian, watching one of our sponsors, Sask Snowbeef, writes in. He says, Chris Cuthbert calling a high school game in Canada. What a hell of an idea. Hockeyville, something different to get people into three-down football. Don't know. Like I said, we can't do the thinking for everybody over here. Right? All I'm saying is in the absence of what they would normally have been calling. And let's remember, this was a Wednesday evening in Knoxville, Tennessee, high school football. Whereas I go back to the CFL not playing and out of sight, out of mind. Like, I swear, man, if it wasn't for this CFL sim, and which I think is going to pick up, and three down on us, who else is talking about them? I'm not even sure they want to be talked about. Jeremy at Game Plus says, love the shout out. It's definitely hard to see the Raptors play without that fire. It doesn't even look like themselves.
I know.
But it was a smidgen. Because I'm really up on Texas and Tennessee high school Christian football right now. Go ahead.
No, it's good. It, with the Raptors, too. I mean, Boston was really good from beyond the arc, too, in that game. And it was, a three-point loss for Toronto. And if they looked listless, that's a good sign that they can come back. And they were down 2-0 to Milwaukee last year in the playoffs and were able to bounce back
right
from that. So, but you don't want to go down 3-0. So it becomes now must-win territory in Game 3. So it's tough for Toronto.
I got so many folks watching. They're texting me. I don't normally go, is this Lori? Hi, Lori. Mrs. Derek Myers is watching. This is just going to blow her mind. Watching on Game Plus TV and having the host shout your name out. Can you imagine how mind-blowing that would be?
Right.
We were doing it on Facebook now, and now we're doing it on
Game Plus.
On national television.
Very cool.
They're telling me 90 seconds left. Donald Mitchell is watching in the Middle East. He says, any promotion is good promotion. The CFL should try it. Yep, but I'm done arguing with them. I believe that, too. I'm having a lunch with a guy today that we're going to, you rip the hell out of me, please. I have no problem with it. As long as you're talking about me, I'm fine. The second you're talking about me, I'll start to worry. That's all. I'm cool with bad publicity. John in Edmonton says, World Juniors is in jeopardy of having no fans this year. What are your thoughts? My thoughts are, if anybody can survive it, it's the World Juniors. I know they've sold out all the ticket packages. Are you going to leave your money with them? You may or may not. It's not much different than the CFL, but trust me, Hockey Canada's got the money in the bank to withstand that. If they have to play the World Juniors for 2 weeks with no fans, how would it be any different than the current NHL playoffs?
Right.
It wouldn't. But I dang sure hope. I'm going to end it on this. I dang sure hope this changes by December, because I talked to a guy in the gym this morning, a gym buddy of mine. His grandson was playing junior A hockey, played here in Saskatchewan. He went out to Ontario for his 20-year-old year. He's a goalie, and he committed to a U.S. college. And now they're not playing, and he's hung up his pads, and he's retired, and he's going in to be an EMT. And I'm sorry. I know everybody's heard stories of careers ending, but here's mine of a kid who has to give up on his dream. If I'd been told at 20 that I couldn't broadcast for the rest of my life, I don't know what I would have done. All because of, and we haven't even got into Kirk Cousins yet. We will, because he says we need to go back to just living our life. He said, if I die, I die. He's getting ripped for it. I'm like, I agree. Willard Reeves next, Ryan and Jordan's dad. This has been The Warm-Up. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Hey, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Download the app today.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of bomber great, football great Willard Reeves, we've got breaking news, guys. Trade Center alert in the National Hockey League. The Montreal Canadiens have acquired goaltender Jake Allen and a 2022nd seventh-round pick from the St. Louis Blues for 2023rd and seventh-round picks, which shocks the hell out of me because I know Carey Price is getting to the end. He's still the highest-paid goalie in the NHL, and he did get him out of the first round against Pittsburgh. But they got Caden Primo coming up in Laval in the American Hockey League, who I'm a big fan of. And I'm not a fan of Jake Allen, but what the hell do I know? So that's the news. Jake Allen, now a Montreal Canadian, dealt from the St. Louis Blues. Folks, Willard Reeves is from Flagstaff, Arizona, played in the CFL with Edmonton, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, five seasons there, great run for Winnipeg, and then into the NFL with the Dolphins and Redskins, Grey Cup champion in 1984, multiple-time CFL All-Star, four-time All-Canadians, won the Jackie Parker Trophy, the CFL's most outstanding player in 1984. I'm sure, Willard, you never get tired of hearing those stats. And I'm so excited to get you on. I'm so excited to get you on the air because I don't know. I'm sure your boys have never mentioned me, but I'm a huge fan of both of them, Jordan and Ryan. And I appreciate you taking the time today. I'll just say, how you doing, Willard?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good, good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you just great.
Okay.
So, Willard, I'm good friends with Steve Getzlaff, Ryan and Chris's dad, never gets tired of talking about his boys. One's in the NHL, one's in the CFL, and now you guys are walking in those shoes. My burning question to you is, what is it like being Jordan and Ryan's dad right now?
I'm very proud dad. be honest with you. These guys decided to do something, and they went with it full bore, and now they are they're, I mean, it's a delight watching them both. We drive out, me and the wife, we drive out to Saskatchewan when Jordan is playing. Unfortunately, CFL's not playing, not playing this year. And Ryan, you know, I mean, it's truly an honor to watch my kids play.
Well, I'll tell you, you probably could tell a lot of parents some things about raising them, because I'm sure the NHL and the CFL weren't necessarily what you were thinking about. You were just trying to get them into sports. And we can talk about that. But first of all, their closeness, Willard, is what really I admire the most. Has it always been that way?
Yes. They've always been close from day one. I mean, these boys love each other to death. They'll do anything for each other. As a matter of fact, Jordan was Ryan's best man at his wedding. And a proud moment to, you know, to see that as well. And but the kids are just a delight, and you know, raising them was a lot of fun, believe it or not.
But a handful, I'm sure. I've seen the school pictures. Those guys look like just a couple of little devils. They had to have had boundless energy. So to see where they've ended up, did you think that this was possible? Did you ever think about it when they were little playing in sports?
Well, me and his mom, we never pushed him to go into any particular sport. You always hope that your kids would fulfill their dreams, either being a professional football player or a hockey player or a basketball player. With that, with Jordan, you know, with multi sports. You never dream about it. You know, you just hope to make it somewhere. In life, you know, you want them to be successful, whatever they choose to be, and you're just there to, you know, support them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll never forget the day I met Jordan Reeves. It was in Vero Beach, Florida, Ryder Camp, and he had his shirt off. And I walked up to him and I said, Jordan, I don't know whether to look at you or read you, because he's covered in all these tattoos. And he just broke out laughing, and we've been friends ever since. So, but you know, when you're watching them, is it pride? Is it a little bit of nerves? Because they do play on the edge. I mean, what feelings come up when you're watching Ryan bulldoze players out there in the Stanley Cup playoffs, or Jordan doing the unbelievable things that he does on special teams for the Riders? How do you feel?
I feel, you know, it's, I do get a little nervous. You know, I don't want to get hurt, for one thing. I want them to go out there and really, really give it a great effort and play to the best of their ability, and which they do day in and day out. Jordan is, he's the big one. He's a defensive end that, you know, he started off as a receiver, then went to the defensive back, and they, and Chris Jones finally put him at defensive end, and you can't stop the guy. He's just a complete monster. And then you go to Ryan, who just likes to just hit. He plays the game of hockey like he played football when he played when I coached them, both of them actually. And it's great to see, you know, that they are definitely well sought out to. People looking around, making sure they know exactly where they are, especially Ryan on the ice. Don't go in the corners, because Ryan will really
run you over. Yeah, no kidding. Well, I do. Yeah, and hey, Jordan must love Chris Jones, which I do, by the way. Oh, and I just remember one day in Florida, I'm like, what's Jones got yet doing today, Jordan? He's like, I'm punting today. And just shook his head. I don't know what made Jones think that Jordan could punt. But, I mean, the kid's got the ability to do it all. And let me just, one last thing on those two. What's the better road trips when you're going to watch Ryan, St. Louis or Vegas? Because they are both great towns.
Oh, Vegas. Oh, Vegas, without a doubt, 100%. You go to St. Louis, you know, you go to the arena, you go to where he lives and stuff like that. We didn't go a lot of places when he played for St. Louis, but when he played for Vegas, you're going out, you're going everywhere. And so it's I love Vegas. I like going to watch hockey in Vegas and in Saskatchewan. Actually, it's really nice. I love the stadium in Saskatchewan. They've done a marvelous job. with that place. And I enjoy going to both places, actually.
You know, it's funny. I talked to Amber Belkin about that, your pending daughter-in-law. She's going to marry Jordan. And she said, Mosaic Stadium, T-Mobile Arena, not much difference. Both madhouses. And I couldn't agree more. I can't wait for their kids to come down the pipe, by the way. Imagine. Talk about athletic abilities. Really? Yeah. But anyways.
Well, nine of them.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
We got a question here. We got a few. Willard Reeves with us, by the way. Bombers, okay. Great. I want to say football great. Craig Campbell from the Hockey Hall of Fame is watching in downtown Toronto. He says, Can we ask Willard Reeves what he knew about Canada and the CFL prior to his arrival? How did those thoughts change once he became a Blue Bomber? What brought you to Canada, Willard, and what was your initial take?
Well, I was with the Green Bay Packers for about a year and a half. And I was subsequently cut. And Ray Newman from the Edmonton Eskimos, he was one of their lead scouts there. He actually scouted me in high school. And and when I was cut by the Green Bay Packers, he called me, and I signed with Edmonton before I came to Winnipeg. But the funny thing, though, me and this other football player, I forgot what his name was, but I don't think he ever hooked onto any football team, but we were flying into Edmonton, and we were looking out the window and seeing, well, man, I looked at him and said, what are you looking for? He's looking for igloos. I said, no, you know, it's not like that. You know, you have to go further north to see the igloos or whatever is top of the world and stuff, but it's not like that. You know, if you don't realize you're in Canada, you know, you think you're in the United States. But when you land, oh, you know you're in Canada.
And you stayed. That's the thing. So many guys. I mean, I was with the Rough Riders for 20 years, Willard. The stories of guys that came up here, this is just a pit stop. Right, and they never leave. You know, it changes their life, which is cool. Jeff in Calgary, Stampeders fan, says that the 1980s was a decade of decadence for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Can you talk about that, Willard? I mean, you guys wait 30 years to win a Grey Cup in, you know, this year, and then the world ends. It was quite a drought in between. The 80s must have been a hell of a time in Winnipeg.
Well, when I arrived in Winnipeg, it was 22 years. Actually, it was 21 years. I arrived in 1983. We didn't make it to the Grey Cup. We lost against the BC Lions in the Western Final that year. But 1984, when we went to the Grey Cup, me, you know, I had no inkling of just how dire it was to win a Grey Cup for the Bombers of Manitoba. And all the Bomber fans, when we won that thing, I mean, it didn't hit me until much later, saying that, wow, we did something that that people were looking for 22 long years, and the drought, and the city just went completely over the top. It was unbelievable. It was one of the greatest feelings afterwards. That you can ever experience.
Your thoughts on the CFL as we sit here today, Willard, where we're going, and what do you think this season cancellation will do to the league?
Oh, that's a good question. Totally disappointed that they're not going to have a season this year, but in saying that with my disappointment, I do understand it. I understand the play. And how it spreads, and I have a kid there, and everybody else has their kids and stuff like this, and you never want to see anybody catch this plague. It was the right decision. I know, although a very difficult decision, it was the right decision. You're trying to corral a whole bunch of players and put them in the eagle like you're doing with the National Hockey League. Just won't work. It just won't work. You can't get American ball players up here and tell them to stay, not stay in a confined area, because they won't do it. They'll get out and do whatever. You know, others would do the same thing, but it was the right decision by the CFL. Unfortunately, they're not playing, because I really wanted to watch my son this year.
No kidding. And you burn a year, and as you know, careers are short. You know, you don't get it back. That's just a fact. Well, hey, Willard, we're going to end it there anyways. Can you hear us now?
I can't hear you.
Okay. Clark tells me that again. So, I was just saying, it's too bad to see Jordan burn a year because you don't get those years back. And Charleston Hughes was on here last week saying, he goes, I'm 36. How do you think I feel? Right? So it is just a very, very, very tough time. And he's chasing a CFL sack record too, by the way, as you well know.
Yes,
but Willard,
it is.
I'll just say this. Of all my Winnipeg friends, I have many, and they're growing. They have nothing but the best things to say about you. And as far as a father, you did a great job. So I've been waiting to do this interview
Thank
for quite some
much.
Time. I appreciate the time.
Thanks. Yeah, it's my pleasure.
All right. Have a great day, Willard.
Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
The great Willard Reeves joining us from Winnipeg. And as I sit here and take a question from Craig Campbell at the Hockey Hall of Fame, I sit here and go, Mark Denoble, wiki wiki. We got to get Willard into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame because as I looked at it, he's not in there. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Grey Cup champion, four-time All-Canadian, most outstanding player. Maybe it's because he only played 5 years and he went to the NFL. That's not right. 5 years should get you in.
Should be enough.
Unless I'm sitting here and completely going to be eating my shorts, but I don't see anywhere on Willard's Wikipedia that he's in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, and that's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Right. So it's good to chat with the Bomber greats and the CFL greats, and Ryan and Jordan got to be good friends with both of them. I just love watching them play myself. Can you imagine being their dad?
I know.
Seriously.
So proud, I'm sure.
Speaking of genetics, and sorry, but from an ag background, breeding, if you will, the Getzlaffs. And, you know, Keith Ollie, our good friend who played for the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Oilers and the Flames and the Leafs.
Yes.
Keith Ollie married a Getzlaff. Like, he's 6'5". He's a greyhound. She's a Getzlaff. I'm like, this kid, they do have a boy, Emerson, and another younger one of them. I'm like, this kid is going to be a super freak athletic freak. Look what happened with Daron Carter. His dad's Chris Carter. His mom's an Olympic sprinter.
You could sign the pro contract just based on the ultrasound photos.
I know. I can't wait. I just love seeing this, how it works out.
Yeah.
Right? So anyways, from our viewers, Gary Lincoln says, the reception at Winnipeg Arena for the 84 Grey Cup champs was crazy. It was off the hook before being off the hook was a thing. James Henderson says, great interview. From John Ohm in Winnipeg. Willard, so classy. Great interview, Rod. Don't thank me. Thank him. He's the one that makes it. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say this. I can't believe, you know, I'm speaking for Winnipeg Recovery Day, recovery from mental health issues and addiction recovery. And I tweeted it yesterday. I can't believe that I was invited to speak in Winnipeg. Can't believe it. Wasn't even invited in that town. And when I did come for the banjo ball, I was kicked out. We hated each other. And now we're making friends and knocking down borders. But I did have to shed that rider label for that to happen. And everything's working out great. Sports update coming up, plus viewer takeover. Hang on, everybody. You're watching the Rod Peterson Show across North America today on Game Plus TV Network. This is Canada's daytime sports talk show. Also on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's episode 310 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. And there's another fly. If you're watching my eyes, there's another fly in the bunker.
I'll get
one from yesterday died. You killed another one this morning.
Yes.
It's fly season here on the prairies, everybody. Is it ever?
Oh, yeah.
They're all over the place. Breaking news. Montreal Canadiens acquire goalie Jake Allen and a seventh-round pick in 2022 from the St. Louis Blues for 2020 third and seventh-round picks. We need to examine this. Clark tells me Twitter's ablaze. Does it mean Carey Price is on the way out? Does it mean the Habs have $15 million tied up in goalies? Has Mark Bergevin spoken about this yet? Have we heard from the Pope himself? I don't think so.
Not yet.
Let's see from the GM of the Canadiens what he's doing. I'm not a Jake Allen fan, though. If this is the future and goal for the Montreal Canadiens, I'm not about it.
If it is, it's short term. I mean, Jake Allen's already 30, and Carey Price, he's 33, and he just signed that 8-year deal in 2017 at a $10.5 million cap hit. So there's still term there left on Carey Price's deal, unless they're going to try and ship him and go cheaper. But far too early to start speculating on that.
Let the GM explain it.
But yeah, it's getting everybody.
It's a big deal. To the viewer board, Gary Olinkin in Winnipeg is watching. He says, Labor Day, CFL Sim, game times for doubleheader. Thank you, Gary, for asking. And don't forget, we're going to get to the betting lines for this week's CFL Sim eSports games. 1 p.m. Mountain, it'll be Saskatchewan, Winnipeg on Monday. 4 p.m. Mountain, that's almost doubleheader now that I think. Well, there's like a break in between, about an hour break in between. Calgary, Edmonton, 4 p.m. Mountain on Facebook Live, the RP Show Facebook Live channel. Sports update, Thatcher Demko was the main reason the Canucks are still alive in the Edmonton bubble. Demko made his first career playoff start last night in place of Jacob Markstrom, stopped 42 shots in a 2-1 win over the Vegas Golden Knights, cutting the Knights' series lead to 3-2. Meanwhile, Scott Laughton scored in overtime as Philly beat the Islanders 4-3, forcing at least a game six. Not upset over here. Happy there's more hockey.
Yes.
You understand that?
Oh, yeah.
The Colorado Avalanche, and there's just something about them that's, they have it. Although they could lose tonight. They're going to try and stave off elimination. There's that word again.
Yep.
Stave off. We only hear it ever in the English vernacular in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're going to try and stave off elimination one more time tonight when they take on the Dallas Stars in Game 6. Colorado trails the series 3-2, but came to life in Game 5 with a 6-3 win that included a 5-goal first period. You just feel like if Colorado goes down tonight, they're going to be good for years. It's like the 90s Avalanche again.
Yes, it is. They're young.
It's back.
They're very talented. It's a good group.
Chris in Toronto, Argos fan, says, staved off elimination. There it is again. I'm going to try and stave off traffic on my way to lunch after the show today. I'm going to the pizza place I used to own. I'll let you know how it is.
All right.
Where they still have photos of me up in there, and I'm too shy to ask for a discount.
Does my discount card still work?
My wife's like, if they're going to use your photo up on the wall, you should get a discount. I'm like, I know, but I'm afraid to ask. I don't want to be that guy. The reigning NBA champions are in trouble. Jason Tatum had 34 points as the Boston Celtics beat the Raptors 102-99 last night to take a 2-0 lead in their best of seven series. Game 3 tomorrow in the Disney World bubble. And ace Hyun Jin-Yu will face the Miami Marlins in the series finale today as the Blue Jays try and split a two-game set in Florida. Ryu has had a strong month. He's 2-0 in five starts with a 1.29 ERA in August. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination, and for Red Bull Canada. Red Bull gives you wings. I was thinking about this morning. You're seeing the NFL teams in different states saying how much are going to get into their stadiums, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of our viewers, because we host sports trips, if you're watching this program and you don't know, every year we host sports trips. We take up to 60 people to a different sun destination for NHL, NFL, MLB, if it's on. And what I'm thinking is, although the Dolphins have reached out, even since the pandemic, to say that they want us there with our group, I just don't think we should risk it.
Yeah, I don't.
We should go to Miami when things are a little better. Now, I love Miami so much. I've told you about it. I think I really have you salivating about it.
You do.
There's two different kinds of Miami. There's Golden Girls, God's Waiting Room, Miami. And then there's South Beach, Miami. And then everything in between. And like I said, the Marlins Park got rid of the aquarium. Like, that was the first place that I went as soon as I walked into Minute Maid Park, was to have a look at that.
Yep.
I believe that's what it's called, because they change names all the time. But are you down if we just skip the sports trip, or
I think maybe we
keep it in Canada this year? I don't know.
I think we kind of have to. Keep it in Canada. What sports are we going to go watch? There's nothing happening yet. But that might be something we do, is a micro trip or two. When we talk about micro trips, smaller trip.
We can go to Winnipeg.
More into it, where we go to Winnipeg and do the Jets and hang out with those guys, or we go to Edmonton and do the Oilers, or we go to Calgary and do the Flames, or a combination of one or two of those. That might be kind of cool. So we'll look into something like that. I think that might be fun.
This is awesome. I'm sorry. Craig in Toronto says, perhaps the CFL is staving off elimination, but will come back stronger in 2021. Hang on. I got so many thoughts on that. It's unbelievable. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, Rod, shy. I don't like to ask for discounts. You know that. I want to pay my way. They have no problem putting my photo up on the wall. And the photos are of me and Daron Carter, Chris Jones. What are all of them? Luke Bryant.
Yeah.
The band Nazareth. The entire BC Lions football team. The premier of the province. Eddie Steele. Like, there's some great photos. They're still on the wall. I don't know if you've been down there or not.
I haven't, but
I don't like to ask for a discount. It's just me. I'm sorry. James Henderson says, I am really starting to love the show. Kind of started watching just to see what the enemy was up to. Now I watch every day. I don't know what to say about that. We're happy to have you. We're very inclusive. And for the guy, the Stamps fan, that can't believe that I'm shy. I don't think I'm the same off the air that I am on. There's a little bit of show here. Would you agree?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, but it's not fake. It's not a fake show.
No. There's an entertainment factor.
It's interesting. Like, confidence, outgoing, introverted, they're all kind of different.
I know.
People think you have to be one or the other. Well, if you're shy, then you're not outgoing.
I'm an extroverted introvert. It's been diagnosed as such.
Exactly.
But as my friend Jim Lang says, Canada's foremost NFL expert, you're one of a kind. Viewer takeover next. We do have to pause. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Game Plus TV Network. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back. Oh, I love all these messages from these beautiful viewers. Jim Wagner on the Prairie Mobile text line. And remember, Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. Good morning, RP Nation. My Flyers live to play another day. Looking forward to the doubleheader sim. Have yourselves a great day. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for watching. Again, Monday, 1 and 4 p.m. Mountain, CFL Sim, our esports league. Brady in Saskatoon says, nice pickup by my Habs, trading for a proven goaltender in Jake Allen, as well as receiving a couple draft picks. Currently in class, just thought I'd send in a comment. He continues to play hooky. We're watching these kids grow. He started in high school texting us from his classroom, and now he's in post-secondary education about to get kicked out. One thing I noticed, by the way, when I went to Mount Royal University, well, now it's a university, it was a college when I went, is the weirdest thing. I'm like, if you skip class, they don't call your mom. You're on your own.
I know.
At least that's when I was, right? You paid to be here? You better be here.
You're on your own. But if you're not, they don't care. The check's still cashed. And you don't really get that discipline or the slap on the wrist until you get the mark at the term or the end of the year. And then it's like,
oh, what?
And there's no second chance.
Now I can't tell mom I blew this.
But the difference between you probably and Brady now is that if he flunks out or what, you don't have to pick up the tab. You know, they're kind of our kids that we can watch from afar with no responsibility.
Right. We feel an ownership of them, but we don't really have that.
Yes.
I love this one from Sean in Vancouver. I'm in Vancouver, Rod, and I'm flipping my TV channels after watching First Take, and you are on TV. Yes. Go Riders. And he sent a screenshot of us on his television on Game Plus. He's watching in BC on TELUS Optic Television.
Every day.
Oh. It's one of those days. What?
No, it's good.
Well, Paul, you know the infamous Paul.
Yes.
I was telling him how some really cool things were coming together yesterday, and he was sitting in his office. He goes, you're under the God light. When it's shining on you, you're either lying or you're the chosen one. And I said, well, I can guarantee I'm not lying. So we had one of these moments yesterday, and it's carried over into today. Kevin Schultz writing in on the Facebook live stream. He says, still coming home for Labor Day. 33 years in a row with the same group. We'll watch an old game and party through the pandemic. Just be safe. Please. Why are they all laughing over here? I'll say this. We will be broadcasting the CFL Sim. We have the option to go with online audio. So for the farmers in the fields, you can listen to the game too at rodpeterson.com/listen live. There's many people that are listening right now. There's a lot of people that have never even seen this show. They just listen every day. It's the wildest thing.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, Bill Lothian writes in, officially back from the lake, never missed a show with a podcast. Good belated morning to all. So my point is, if you're really missing that Labor Day feel, we'll have the Winnipeg Saskatchewan game. You can listen to it just like the old days, 1 p.m. Mountain, and then 4 p.m., an interesting twist for our friends in Alberta, we'll have Calgary Edmonton at 4 p.m. if you're really missing it, which I know that you are. And I really want to get into the CFL talk next hour.
Yeah.
And we will. Armando Moreno's watching in Mexico. He says the KHL kicking off its season as we speak. Worlds are colliding, Jerry. Is that the Continental Hockey League he's referring to? Because I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Or is that some sort of Mexican football league I've never heard about?
No, that would be the Continental Hockey League.
Okay. So that speech that I'm giving it for Winnipeg Recovery Day, I just heard from the people in Winnipeg. They just said, that's excellent, thanks. They got the photo that our girl sent.
Oh, great.
Morgan sent them. He says, would have been nice to have a Blue Bombers helmet in the background, though.
Send one over.
Yeah, send one over.
Like, that's how you get things done.
Folks, what day is it today?
Wednesday.
Isn't it Thursday?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Oh. Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. It's AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code DHROD. Download the app for free at playdarkhorse.com, available for Android and Apple devices. 161st running of the Queen's Plate will be September the 12th. Big day for me. I'm going to be betting on Dark Horse, watching the Queen's Plate, then going to the Saskatoon International Raceway that same day. It's rolling, folks. Hour 2 coming up on Facebook Live. And for the rest of you, we will see you at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Thursday. Game Plus. Let's go beat up DuPont.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.